Blog Talk Radio.
We should run from, yeah, and as long as there's something we should run from, yeah, and as long as there's something we should run from, even though it's hard sometimes, let's make it home, yeah, and as long as there's something we should run from, yeah, and as long as there's something we should run from, yeah, and as long as there's something we should run from, though it gets hard,
yo, let's make it home. Running in place, not number one in this race, get shot, my guy is bad, and he was the road I should take, straight in my lap, till it's narrow, just like the eyes. No plural, you know we hard as a heart. Until the people believe them over the kingdom, split the rest. See when we came out of Egypt, the wall of Jericho fell. After we marched around the city, seven times violence, they give me. Every time I try to be friendly, but y'all would take me. Whenever my pops and mothers would say me, every brother will utterly supplant. They plotting here lately, nothing but Satan's temptations. I overcome meditating. There's a law we debating. There's a place to follow with breaking. Sometimes I sleep, I'm awake. Life is in trouble to Jacob Lee and my people's equating.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High and the little sanctuary that He has set for His people. My name is Morey Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Yisrael, located in 1907 Vine Street. And this is nothing but the truth. And I'm standing there for the Elder Morey here at the House of Yisrael, Morey Ishaya Yisrael. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Yisrael, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. And Yahweh is our King. And He alone will save us. So we give all honor and glory and praises to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yah. And this evening, we plan on bringing another dynamic topic inspired by the words and testimonies of the Most High. And what will we be discussing? Well, all throughout the world, and many of our people, many of us have been taught the ways of vanity. That means all of our works are dedicated towards vanity. Our desires are dedicated towards vanity. Even when we get families, our missions are all vain. And everything that we go throughout life becomes the servitude of vanity. And the reason why these things occur, the reason why these things happen, the reason why these things take place is because we're not focused. And we don't focus on the thing that matters the most. And that's the Most High. See, the scriptures, wisdom will let you know that a man's heart, it deviseth his way. But Yahweh, He directs his steps. So there's many ways that you and I may want to go. There's many paths that you and I may want to walk in. But understand, know, believe, and understand that Yahweh directs our steps. And He leads us in the path of where we should go. Now, if we choose and want to be evil and wicked, then all of our choices will be made of those that go into the ways of evil and wickedness. But if we aspire and seek after to be righteous, then Yahweh will give us the path of righteousness. And He's given us no better path than His word. He's given us no better path than His testimonies. And the only reason why we take it for, one of the reasons why we take it for granted, one of the reasons why we don't hold it to heart, one of the reasons why we don't consider, is because we simply don't do one important thing, and that's meditate. Meditation is such a key ingredient to the evolution of our relationship to the Most High that it is something that will have you established. It is something that will have you planted. It is something that will bring forth to you life. And if you don't believe, if you don't know, or you don't understand what I'm saying, well, turn with me, if you will, to the book of Psalms, the 25th chapter. No, excuse me, Psalms, the first chapter. And in Psalms, the first chapter, at the very first verse, it reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of Yahweh, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But the wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahweh knoweth the way of the righteous. The way of the wicked shall perish. So, this whole psalm is speaking about the blessings of meditation. See, when you meditate, and before we get started, let me say shalom to all of our family that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you are tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Creator. And we're speaking about meditation. And the reason why meditation is such a key tool in the relationship between ourselves and the Most High is because when you meditate, that means you are focusing on something. You know, the heathens have taught us that meditation is when you just sit in the corner somewhere with your legs crossed, Indian style, your fingers spread, and you start humming to yourself. And then you become into a, you be going to another realm, another state of mind. That's not what meditation consists of at all. Yes, you can get to a corner. Yes, you can go somewhere in a quiet place and gather yourself and start meditating. But you can meditate in a room full of people. You can meditate while people are speaking to you. You can meditate watching the news on television. You can meditate while you're at work. You can meditate while you're in school. You can meditate while you are in bed. That's why it says his delight is in the law of Yahweh. And in his law does he meditate day and night. That doesn't mean that they're up all day and night. That means that they're up during the day. Thoughts are dedicated to thinking about the ways of Yah. And at night, when the Most High is given us sleep, we still meditating and our thoughts are on Yah. And when you do this, and when we do these things, the Most High said, we become like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. You see, the reason why there's so much confusion amongst us, the reason why we don't know left from right, the reason why we don't know day from night, winter from summer, the reason why we don't know these things is because we are not meditating. And this is one of the benefits of meditating. The Most High said that wisdom, this King David just understood this by the Most High, and knowing that when you meditate and focus on the laws and testimonies of Yahweh, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and you'll bring forth fruit in its due season. So you won't bring forth fruit out of season. You'll speak correct words in its proper season, and it'll affect whom it's supposed to affect. Why? Because everything you're doing is meditating on the Most High. So now everything is being ordered. So you're not speaking when you're not supposed to speak. Because why? You're meditating on the Most High. And now he's ordering your words. We're not walking when we're not supposed to walk. Why? Because Yahweh is ordering our steps. We're not in a household ruling how we want to rule. We're ruling in the ways of Yah. Why? Because we're meditating on Yah's law. And we're trying to get nigh unto our Elohim. We're trying to get nigh unto the Most High. We're trying to draw a relationship out with our Creator. We are trying to be established. And if you meditate, I can assure you that that's, you will be established. And you will be inspired. Yahweh will put a new psalm in your heart. He will put his praise in your mouth. And most importantly, he will put his praise in our works. But this is for those that seek righteousness. And you'll know when you're in the counsel of the wicked. And you'll know when you're in the ways of sinners. And you'll know when you're sitting in the seat of the scornful. Because why? You've been meditating on Yahweh's laws and his testimonies. You've been searching this out. You've been seeking this out. We've been making diligent inquisition. And now we start to see the characteristics and say, oh, man, this person is a scorner. I got to get away from them. This person loves being in the way of sinners. I got to get away from them. Man, they just love being in the seat of the scornful. I have to get away from them. Because this is the counsel of the un-Elohimly. This is the counsel of the ungodly. This is the counsel of the wicked. But you only see these things when you're meditating. Because when you're meditating on the Most High, our focus goes strictly to the Most High. And now you become inspired. And the only way that we're going to ever be inspired, the only way we're going to ever fear the Most High and walk in all His ways, love and delight in the Most High, is if we meditate day and night on the words and the testimonies of the true and living Creator. Because when you're meditating, you're trying to do something very specific. You're trying to find out something that no one else knows. You're trying to discover the things that the Most High said it is an honor for us to do. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Psalms, the 25th chapter. And in the book of Psalms, the 25th division and the 14th verse, it reads, "The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant." You see, all this is imperative in meditation. Because once you say, okay, we have to fear the Most High. How do I properly fear the Most High? Well, now you go on the journey and you inquire of Yahweh. You inquire of His words. And then you start seeing the testimonies of His servants that fear Him. So now when you see these things, you say, oh, that's what the fear of Yahweh looks like. That's what the fear of Yah is. I need that spirit. This is why the Most High gave us instructions and said, look unto the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit of which you are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, and Sarah, your mother, which bare you. So Yahweh gave us the examples on who to look to. And Yahweh called Abraham his friend. This is how He referred to Abraham. So if you know if Abraham was Yahweh's friend, you know Sarah was His friend as well. And this is the secret things. But it's only with those that fear Him. And surely if you're meditating on the Most High, you're trying to find Yahweh's covenants. This is what you want to search on for. This is what you're meditating on. Because your servitude is dedicated to the Most High. And why is it important to know Yahweh's covenant? Why is it important to fear Yah? Why is meditating such an important factor? Well, turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. And Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. And the 29th verse. He reads, "The secret things belong unto Yahweh, our Elohim, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." So yeah, the secret things belong unto Yah. So how are we ever going to know the secret things of our Elohim if we're not meditating on our Elohim? See, Yahweh don't work like man works. See, you could get things through nepotism. They call it nepotism, which means your father, your uncle, your aunt, someone close to you can start up a business or start and establish a business, make money, and be able to pass it on to you even though you're not studied for it, even though you're not even coherent enough to even inherit the business to keep it running. But you just simply get it because of your name. No, Yahweh does something quite different. See, these laws and statutes are for Israel because He's given Israel His laws, His statutes, and His judgments. But if you want to know the secret things of the Most High, see, now you got to fear Yah. Because all the secrets belong unto Yahweh. All of it. So when you're meditating on the Most High, Yahweh starts making revealing things unto you. He starts making revelations unto us. And we start looking, and how do you know that this is coming from Yah? Because it's in correlation with his word, in harmony with his testimonies. It's not something that you got to go outside of Yahweh's book to discover. It's not somewhere that you got to go outside of Yahweh's servants to discover. No, it's going to be right in harmony with his word. And when you find, and when Yahweh reveals these secrets unto you, they belong unto us, that we may do all the words of this law. So we know, man, these laws haven't gone anywhere. They're still in play. These testimonies haven't gone anywhere. They're still in play. So since Yahweh has kept these laws on earth for us to do forever, now let me start meditating on the law. Let me start meditating on Yah and get an understanding of these laws. See, it becomes something cliche when you say, hey, we got to keep the law. Yeah, but you can't keep something that you don't understand. You can't keep something that you don't know. And because you don't understand it, and because you don't know it, then you're not going to believe it. That's why we have all type of different interpretations today. We have all different type of ways of following Yah today. We have all type of different instructions that many are going by today. But the wisdom of Yahweh lets you know, hear, O Israel, Yah, our Elohim, is one. Yahweh is one. So if his laws are one, his testimonies are one, then the path is one. And it only becomes confusing. It only becomes confusion when we add to it or we take away from it. And we only start adding to and taking away from Yahweh's laws and testimonies when we're not meditating on the ways of Yah. We start meditating on our own knowledge, our own wisdom, our own understanding. And we start thinking that what we done came up with is deep. We start thinking what we done discovered is something deep. But the secret things belong unto Yahweh, not to us. So any secret that we get from Yahweh's laws or his testimonies comes directly from the Most High. If you read in his word and you see something and you talk to your brothers and sisters about it and they don't know, and you make diligent inquisition to make sure that, is this a secret? And you talk to your brothers and sisters, they say, well, I don't know. Well, now you know you have got a secret directly from the Most High. And Yahweh's not going to give it to us in half incompleted. It's not going to be incomplete. You're going to be able to establish it. You're going to be able to bring it forth. You're going to be able to bring forth witnesses. This is how important meditation is. Turn with me to the book of Joshua, the first chapter. After the Most High delivered our people out of the hand of Egypt, after he brought us across the Red Seas, after he made water come out of the flinty rock, after he rained down manna, after he rained down quail, after he destroyed many nations before us, we came into the land. And now we made it think like, okay, we did all this. Now it's time to turn up. Now it's time to party hard. Now it's time to go into my own way. No, but look at what instruction Yahweh's servant gave, even when we entered into the land. In Joshua, the first chapter, I'm going to start reading at the seventh verse. Joshua 1:7 reads, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not to it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for Yahweh thy Elohim is with thee whatsoever thou goest. The mission didn't change because we made it home. It didn't change because now we done stepped into the Holy Land. These are the instructions that we are to carry when we go home, and these are the ways that we carry in captivity. Because anyone that rise up and say, man, you can't keep these laws, not in captivity, you can't keep them. Anyone that rise up and say, man, you can't keep the Shabbat day, you can't do it, not in captivity. Anybody that says, man, you can't pay tithes and offerings here in captivity, you just can't do it. You may feel like you can, but you just can't do it. Anyone rise up and say, look, man, you can lay with these sisters, and you could just say y'all married and y'all married. Anyone rise up and say, look, we can eat what we want to eat as long as we don't eat it directly. So I can't eat swine, but I can eat something. I can eat swine indirectly. All of this foolishness that our people are spewing out, or they come forth and say, it just shows one thing. Man, you haven't been meditating on the Most High. And if you haven't been meditating on the Most High, you surely haven't been meditating on these laws day and night. You cast them away. So you, Israel, when you come into the sanctuary, but when you leave out the sanctuary, you Smith and Johnson and Jones and Harden. No. We don't take these cloaks of righteousness off of us because we're in the outside world. This is our meditation. This is our destination. This is our getaway. This is our vacation. This is the relief from your oppressors. This is the peace. This is your comfort. This is your salvation. And this meditation of Yahweh's law is something to be done day and night. And why you meditate day and night? Because you never want these laws to depart from you. We never want these laws to depart from us. This is what sets us apart. This is our salvation. This is our prosperity. So don't tell me that you're prosperous, but you're not keeping this law. Don't tell me that your household is structured correctly, but it's not structured by the laws of Yah. Don't tell me, man, I'm in perfect peace, but you're not keeping one single law of the Most High. That's out of order. And that's what happened when we don't meditate on the Most High. We become out of order. We become out of course. And everything we start doing starts getting perverse. So now we start doing things, and now those that meditate on the Most High say, look, brother, sister, I see what you're doing, but where's that in the book of the Most High? I see you going by this and that, but where's this in the testimonies of the Most High? I know you teaching this and that, but where is this a law in the Most High? And you'll hear the very same people that claim they serve in the Most High. Well, you know, you're not going to get everything out of his book. You're not going to get everything. I mean, that's the way that we used to live. But we in a new time now. We in a new position now. I know Yahweh said that homosexuality is an abomination. But now they got their own community. Now they got their own laws. And we just can't do that no more, Brother Obadiah. We just can't walk by those ways no more. Now Yahweh has to progress and adjust with the time. Yahweh don't have to do nothing because Yahweh is the Ancient of Days. There is no progression without Yahweh. There is no time without Yahweh. And if we meditate on this day and night like we should be doing, then we'll see that there is nothing that's happening, whether it be good or whether it be evil, that hasn't been ordained and set by Yahweh. So we got to meditate on these laws, and we got to meditate on these testimonies, because these are signs for Yahweh's people to see. And what are signs? Well, signs are light. And what is the law? Well, the law is light. Turn with me to the book of Psalms 119. In Psalms 119, I'm going to start reading at 148. No, I'm going to start reading at 147. Psalms 119 to 147 reads. Well, no, I'm going to start at 145. Let me go to 145. It says, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Yahweh, and I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hope in thy word. My eyes prevent the night watches, and I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Yahweh. Quicken me according to thy judgments. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Yah, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast found them forever. My people, how do we get a mentality like this? How do we get an understanding like this without meditation? This psalmist said that in the morning, in the dawning of the morning, he cried. And he hoped in Yahweh's word. And it says his eyes prevent the night watches that he might meditate in thy word. That means that you're in a constant state of meditation. Because you know that the only way that we're going to be delivered, the only way that we're going to have salvation brought to us, we have to meditate in these laws day and night. Because this will get rid of confusion, will get rid of all the controversies. This will get rid of all the darkness. No wonder it says in Psalms 119 and 142, it says, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. See, you can only give to these laws and to these testimonies if you're meditating. But if we're not meditating, then these just become words. And wisdom will let you know that as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you're thinking that you just reading a bunch of poetic words, you just reading a bunch of good stories, that's exactly how you're going to serve the Most High. As if, yeah, I hear you the Most High. You're giving me some good words. Yeah, it's a good testimony, but I'm going to do my own thing. This is what's going to establish me. This is what's going to make my way prosperous. And this psalmist said, look, they that draw nigh, that follow after mischief, they are far from the law. And that's all that's going to happen if we don't meditate in the law. We're going to just go far from it and then just start going in the ways of mischief. Because if we want a new spirit, and if we want to follow Yahweh wholeheartedly, and we want to fear Yah and be perfect, how can we get any of these things accomplished without meditating on Yahweh's law day and night? Oh, well, I tell you, my people, it's impossible. Because meditation is the essential key of a relationship between us and the Creator. It's essential. Turn with me, if you will, to Genesis, the second chapter. In Genesis, the second chapter, the 16th verse, I'm going to read. And it reads, "And Yahweh commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge, of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in that day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Now, if Adam and Hawa, if they were meditating in the laws of Yahweh day and night, would this testimony ever occur where eventually they did end up eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? No. Because the moment we stop meditating in the laws of Yahweh, the moment we stop thinking of Yahweh, that's when we get infiltrated by Satan. That's when we get infiltrated by our own thoughts, our heart, and our mind. Our heart just starts talking. And now you don't even, it's like when you're speaking and someone's talking while you're talking. And you try to get back to your train of thought and you're like, what was I just saying? What was I just saying? That's what happened when we take our hearts off of the meditation of the law. We start listening to all other type of voices. And next thing you know, your heart uttering to you. And now we say, man, eat of that tree. Man, you ain't got to keep no Sabbath. That's what you in captivity for. And when you in Rome, act as the Romans. Man, don't worry about, man, hey, man, you can serve whatever you want to serve. You don't got to serve Yah only. That's only when you get into the land. Man, you ain't got to worry about, man, we don't got to worry. I don't got to build with them brothers and sisters. I can hold the grudge all I want to. Because I don't like her. Or I don't like him. I don't like what he said. I don't like the way he look. I don't like how he teach. I don't like how she speak. I don't like the children. You just start listening to all type of devices of your own heart. And it takes you further and further and further away from the Most High. And now you're just doing a bunch of mischief. We doing just a bunch of mischief. A bunch of our own ways. You'll have people that wake up, put on their freshest garments, come in Yahweh's sanctuary, and speak a bunch of their own words. Speak a bunch of their own thoughts. Start telling people what they going through and they plight. And why you shouldn't like those brothers or those sisters. Why you shouldn't go to that class. Why you shouldn't hang with that people? You giving them imaginations of your own heart instead of having the people meditate on the laws of Yahweh. So now when someone comes along and they trying to bring the laws of Yahweh into the light, guess what? Now our people just stand afar off and say, oh, man, I don't know, man. We having a little get-together, but we ain't invite you, man, because you always divisive. You always coming with the word of Yah. And sometimes, man, can we just come together in unity? Can we not discuss our differences? Can we not discuss what we have and what we don't follow that we have in common? Can we just come together and smile and look the part, man? You always got to come together to talk about let's do the law. So in other words, they saying, look, man, I'm tired of you coming around me meditating all the time on the law. I'm happy in this space that I'm in. I'm satisfied in this space that I'm in. And the only way that you'll think like that is if you're not meditating on the laws of Yahweh day and night. This is a perpetual meditation. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter. Because if we're not meditating on Yah, and if we're not meditating on the laws of Yah, then truly we are going in the ways of perverseness. We are just perverting ourselves. And I'm going to show you that. Exactly what the Most High said would happen when we take our minds off of the Most High and off of His law. And while we there, the laws of the Most High are the Torah. But if Yahweh came to you directly and commanded you not to do something, well, that's law. I have to say, well, that's not in the book, so I don't got to listen to that. That's law. If Yahweh say, don't go over there, then you are not to go over there. And then you teach your children not to go over there. You teach your wife, don't go over there. Now, if y'all come to you and tell you again, like, yeah, now you can go over there. Now you can enter. Well, then now we can enter. So while y'all commanded it, it's in play. And Yahweh never came to his servant and said, you only keep my law when you in Jerusalem. But when you in Egypt, or you in America, or you in the islands, or you in Europe, you don't have to keep my law. This is only one geographical place. That's not a testimony anywhere in the laws of Yah. Not one. Not for the righteous. For a bunch of hellcats and rebels. Yeah, they see that all day. Yeah, see, I only keep that in Jerusalem. But in the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter, and the 16th verse. No, I'm going to start at the 14th verse. It says, enter not into the paths of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, except they done mischief. And their sleep is taken away, unless they have caused some to pause, to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. See, this is what happened when you don't meditate on the law. See, the Most High said, because we didn't delight in him, that he will put us in the midst of our enemies. And your enemies, they're not delighting in the laws of Yahweh. They're not meditating on the laws of Yahweh. Because if they were delighting in the laws of Yah, they wouldn't be your enemies. They would know how to rule. They wouldn't have you working on cotton fields day and night, 7 days a week, until you just fall dead, beat you on your back, and put lashes on your back, because they don't even know how many lashes not to exceed. They beat you until your skin just burst open like a bag of popcorn because you didn't let them rape your wife, or you didn't let them rape you, or you didn't let them rape your child. If they were meditating on the law, they wouldn't be giving you all type of scraps. The pig snout, pig feet, the pig intestines. And now people going around talking about this is soul food. This is soulless food. See, these things don't take place when you're meditating on the laws of Yah day and night. This is not the acts of those that are planted by the rivers of the waters and bringing forth fruit in its season. This is something that's degenerate. This is something that's abominable. This is something that is perverse. This is something that's just outright wicked. And this is why the wisdom will let you know, man, don't enter into the path of the wicked. And don't go in the ways of the evil man. Because you know what's going to happen? A bunch of wickedness and a bunch of evilness. And that's what's taking place today. We have gone in the wave of so much wickedness that we don't even meditate. All of our thoughts have been corrupted by the ways of the heathens. All of our ways have been corrupted by the ways of ourselves and the heathens. So now Yahweh is far from the forefront of our thoughts, of our meditations. So therefore, we don't even meditate on the law. So we don't even bat an eye when we defile the Sabbath. We don't even bat an eye when we take that money that we just done got an increase of and put it in our pocket and say, this is mine. Why? Because we don't went into the ways of evil men for far too long. But in verse 7, but in verse 18, it says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. But the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. See, that's how you know when you're meditating on the ways of Yah. That's when you know when you're walking in the right path of Yah. Because now you're going into the ways of light. You're going into the ways of light. And your path gets brighter and brighter and brighter. But the ways of the wicked is darkness. So when you just start stumbling and nothing seems to go your way, you can't prosper in anything that you do. He said, man, I don't understand. I'm keeping the Shabbat day. I'm trying to eat right. I don't understand why I'm not being blessed. Well, now you have to take a self-evaluation. Because that's what meditation will do. It will cause us to take a self-evaluation. If we're not being blessed like we want to be, if we're not being prosperous like we want to be, then we need to take self-evaluation. And I can assure you, if we inquire of the Most High to show us our errors on why we're not prospering, Yahweh will show them to you. Yahweh not going to keep that back. He going to show you, this is why your hands are not blessed. This is why you're not getting the understanding like you should. This is why you're not getting the wisdom like you should. This is why you're not seeing any results. This is why. And once we see these things, now we can take these things and meditate on them. And your meditation is not just beating yourself up. It's like, okay, how am I going to break this cycle of wickedness and start doing that which is right in the eyes of the Most High? You see, when we meditate on the Most High, our paths are only right. Your paths are only right when you're meditating on the words of the Most High. Because if we're not meditating on the Most High, this is what happens when we don't meditate on the ways of the Most High. We won't be able to follow instructions. We won't be able to follow instructions at all. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter and the 12th verse, it reads, and now Israel, what does Yahweh require, thy Elohim, require of thee, but to fear Yah, thy Elohim, and to walk in all his ways, and to love and serve Yah, and thy Elohim, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. See, we will never learn these ways if we're not meditating on the law of Yahweh day and night. And if you're meditating on the laws of Yah, then you're meditating on Yah. So like I said, when you're meditating, you want to get a good understanding of Yahweh's fear. Then you want to get a good understanding on all the ways of Yah. Then you want to get a good understanding on how to walk in, how to love the Most High, and how to serve Yah with our whole heart and with our whole soul. Then we want to learn how to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which he commanded this for our good. So why is people keep saying that we keep the law, but you act like it's a burden? It's depressing. Man, I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing, man. I can't celebrate Halloween. I can't put up no Christmas trees. I can't go turn up like I used to turn up. Now I can't make whores out of the daughters. The daughter's saying, man, I can't be a whore. Like, man, it's too many rules. And that's the main thing people say. Man, you got too many rules. Like, I hear what you're saying, but y'all got a lot of rules. That's right. That means we got a lot to meditate on. So we can never think for an instant that it's about us. It can, we can never think for a moment that we're delivering ourselves. Think about these laws, these statutes. When you, we start thinking about the fear of Yah, then we start knowing that, man, my servitude is to the Most High. My salvation is through the Most High. My strength is through the Most High. My courage is through the Most High. My wisdom is through the Most High. My understanding and knowledge is through the Most High. Man, to Yahweh be the glory. Bless Yahweh with all my soul. See, this is what happened when we start meditating. We start seeing Yahweh's benefits. So now we blessing Yah. And now you know you blessing Yah, you blessing Yah's people. Because now we getting ourselves in order. But when we turn our backs from the Most High, Yahweh says we do something when we stop. When we stop meditating, we take our eye off the ball. We take our eye off the focus. And this is what ends up happening in the book of Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 10th verse. And it reads, "And Yahweh delivered unto me two tables of stones written with the finger of Elohim. And on them was written according to all the words which Yahweh spoke with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Yahweh gave me the two tables of stones, even the tables of the covenant. And Yah said unto me, Arise, get thee down quickly from hence, for thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt, have corrupted themselves, and they are quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image." And that's exactly what happens. You take your eye off the Most High and these laws. Now, next thing you know, we corrupt it. And this is why Yahweh say, look, don't predicate your praises to me according to man. Because man is like grass. He'll fade away and wither. But I stand forever. So your servitude is not to man. Your servitude is to me. I'm your Elohim. And if I rose up a righteous servant to bring unto you, you don't think I can do it again? You don't think I can make you that righteous servant and raise you up to the people? See, this is what happened when we meditate, because we understand it's bigger than us. Man, this is about Yahweh. So my servitude isn't to man. It's to the Most High. Now, I'll honor the man of Yah or the woman of Yah, because that's what we are supposed to be, men and women of honor. But I'm not going to predicate my relationship with the Most High based off of my relationship with this man. So because I done fell out with him, now I can't come and give praise to the Most High in his sanctuary? Because I done fell out with her in offerings? Because I done fell out with him, I can't come and bless Yahweh's people? No. Your servitude, our servitude is not connected to a relationship with man. It should be our relationship connected to the Most High. And we only realize the importance of this if we meditating day and night. Because if you meditating day and night, you applying this. And if you applying this, you like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in its due season. So when there's confusion, that's why it says in the scriptures, why it says this in the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs 28. In the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter, and the first verse, it said, "Man, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Why are the righteous bold as a lion? Because the righteous meditating. So when there's a controversy, there's no need to for the righteous to be like, oh, man, I got a debate. I don't know what I'm going to do. What you mean you don't know what you're going to do? You've been meditating. Yahweh been working with you. What are you afraid of? What are you scared of? Yahweh done already let you know, man, there is no wisdom. There is no understanding. And there is no counsel against Yahweh. So what is it to fear? Oh, man, I don't want to come around those brothers because I know they're going to ask me about seed signs, seasons, days, and years. What is there to be afraid of? You got the word of Yah. You have the testimony of Yah. So now you can be confident. Now you can show up and be like, what's up? You say there's somebody besides Yahweh? Show it to me. And we're going to break this down. And you got to show me this in the word of Yah. Don't be bringing to me none of these little funny books. Because I understand the words of my Elohim, I understand what your book's saying too. So what's up? Bring your books. Bring forth your strong witnesses to see if there's wisdom, understanding, or counsel against Yahweh. Come on, let's bring it on. You want to talk about day and night? Let's talk about it. You want to talk about is there another Elohim? Let's talk about it. You want to talk about the sun, moons, and stars? Let's talk about it. You want to talk about marriage? Let's talk about it. You want to talk about the heart? Let's talk about it. You want to talk about the mind? Let's talk about it. You want to talk about Yah's anointed? Let's talk about it. You're not afraid of anything because you're a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its due season. So you're not worried. You don't care who sits up there. You don't care if it's 10 on 1, 20 on 1, 30 on 1. You coming with the word of Yah. And Yah's wisdom is infinite. And if we've been meditating like we should be doing, you know that, man, the victory has already been proclaimed. Because anyone that tries to rise up against the words of Yah, against the testimonies of Yahweh, they already defeated. What are they going to bring to you? If they don't got the words of Yah, what are they going to bring to you? How are they going to make the crooked thing straight? Bring it to you a contradiction of Yah. When the scriptures already let you know, man, Elohim is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. The grass withereth, the flower fades, but the words of Yah shall stand forever. So there's nothing to be worried about because you've been meditating. And we've been meditating on these laws day and night. So now you're ready to praise Yah. And then guess what? People start fleeing from you. They're like, uh-oh, there you go, man. Let me get out of here, man. But like, man, y'all was just over here talking about the sun and moon. I want to get in on this conversation. Nah, never mind, man. Never mind. Y'all was talking about Yehoshua. I want to get in this conversation. Nah, never mind, man. Never mind. Never mind. I don't want to talk to you. Because they already know what's going to happen. They know you're going to bring forth the law. They know you're going to praise Yahweh. And they're going to say, hey, man, don't come in here with this conversation because you've been meditating, and I haven't. So I don't want to have a conversation with you because you're going to get all deep. Now you're going to ask me to prove my stuff. Nobody got time for that. So they start fleeing. And you're not even pursuing them. They start running. You ain't even come their way. Room clear out. Here it is, we got brothers and sisters. We're family. We're the nation of Israel. There's plenty of Israel that know that they're Israel. And we have a conference three times in a year. It's called the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference. And it's dedicated to talking and praising Yahweh about these laws. Spend a whole weekend. If you never meditated before, this is the perfect time to do it. Well, you come together and specifically can meditate on the laws of Yah. And then you talk to some of our people, and they got every excuse in the world. Now, I may not be able to make this one. Well, you haven't made any of them. Yeah, I know, but I think I'm gonna have to work. It's gonna be on the Sabbath. Cause they just fleeing. Now, when you bring up this script, then they get offended. You try to say I'm wicked. I'm not saying nothing. The scriptures are saying the wicked flee when no man pursueth. So why are you fleeing? It don't say the righteous flee when no man pursueth. Why are you fleeing? Anywhere that there's a discussion about Yahweh, his laws, statutes, testimonies, his judgments, I'm trying to be there. I'm trying to be at every debate. I'm trying to be at every discussion. I'm trying to be at every Sabbath. I'm trying to be at every holy convocation. Because why? Because this is supposed to be our meditation anyway. What's more important than these laws, statutes, and judgments and commandments? What's more important? And to show you the importance of how important Yahweh's law, turn with me to Proverbs 6. Sixth chapter. And what are we discussing? We discussing meditating on the laws of Yahweh. Day, and I keep specifying meditating on the laws of Yah because we've been meditating on our own thing for far too long. We've been meditating on the election far too long. We've been meditating on love and hip hop for far too long. We've been meditating on who gonna hit the Powerball for far too long. And what does this have to do with the servitude of Yahweh? Someone can tell you verbatim what the Powerball was, but ask them what the fourth commandment is, and they'd be like, I think, I believe. Or they may just come out and say, I don't know. That's because you haven't been meditating. And our meditation has been dedicated to the wrong things. And when we take our meditations off of the law, we're taking our meditations off of light. In the book of Proverbs, the sixth chapter, and the 23rd verse, it reads, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproof of instructions are the ways of life." Like I said, when we take our minds off, when we take our meditations off of the law, we're taking our meditations off of light. And Yahweh said, when he said, "Let there be light," there was light. And it was good. So why are we taking our minds off of things, our meditations off of things that are good, dedicating to our works to something that's not good, dedicating our servitude for that which is not good? These are not the ways of instructions. And that's why we need reproof, because we need refocusing. That's why reproof is the ways are the ways of life, because we need this reproof. We need to get our meditations back where it need belongs, right on Yahweh. So we understand that it's not about us. It's about the Most High. So now we know what it means to humble ourselves. Now we know what it means to seek Yahweh's face, as it said in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. In the book of 2 Chronicles, 7th chapter, 14th verse, it reads, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." Now, how are these things going to take place if we're not meditating on the laws of Yah? How will we know that the first thing we need to do is to humble ourselves? Because if we're not humbling ourselves, we're not going to seek Yahweh's face. And if we're not seeking Yahweh's face, we are not going to turn from my wicked ways. And we're not even going to be concerned. Yahweh is hearing us from heaven. We're not going to be concerned with none of this. Because we're going to be too proud. We're going to be too haughty. Say, man, why I got to seek Yah? Why I got to apologize to Yahweh? I don't owe Yahweh an apology. He owe me an apology for putting me through this. And that's how people move today. They think that this captivity that's on us is all because Yahweh just felt like messing with us. So he just made us slaves. He made our oppressors rule over us. He just felt like being cruel. Man, it says, man, Yahweh loves, he exercised loving kindness. But our people act like this is just, we in this predicament strictly because the Most High put us here. And you read the testimony of our people been acting up from the beginning. If Yahweh eradicated the whole nation of Israel, he would be justified. But because of his loving kindness, because of his mercy, and that within itself is something to be humbled by. And now you seek your faith, you seek God's face. It's like being a child, and you know you did something wrong. And you know you've been warned several times to do this. You do this thing one more wrong, you're going to get the rod of correction. And you know you done did it. And you know the rod of correction is coming. And your parent or your parents, they spare you. So I'm not going to give you the rod this time. I'm going to just put you on punishment so you can meditate on your ways and turn from them. And if you truly do what you're supposed to do, man, that'll make you love your Ema and your Abba even more. Like, man, instead of having to spend the night licking my wounds, I got the night to meditate on my ways and know how to stay out of trouble. And this is what meditating on the laws of Yahweh do. It's the meditations to keep us out of trouble, to keep us out of the way of evil men, to keep us out of the way of vanity. This is what meditation will do. It brings you into the path of light, not into the paths of darkness. The beauty of meditation is I give my own testimony. I've been in this knowledge for quite some time. Over 12 years. And I've had the privilege to sit under many wise men. And one of the things that brought me into Yah's sanctuary was I was hearing this wisdom come from one of Yahweh's servants. And I'm like, man, I got to see this in person. I have to hear this in person. But before I received and understood any of this, I had to do exactly what 2 Chronicles. I had to humble myself. I had to humble myself and admit to the Most High that I don't know nothing about him. I don't know his ways. I don't know his commandments. And send me where I should go. And that's exactly what Yahweh did. He sent me in the way of his servants. He sent me in the way of Moray Elisha. And man, I'm talking about some of the wisest people I ever met in my entire life have been in this way of knowledge. So much so that now when I hear people that I used to think was bright, that was intelligent, that was wise, man, I hear the foolishness in their words. I hear it. I see it. Because I've been sitting under wise counsel. I done sat and seen Yah's servants stand up and debate Yahweh's words and bring forth Yahweh's truth and then have to evoke no emotion didn't have to get angry, didn't have to stand up and slap nobody, just stood up and defended the words of Yah and made the people look brutish, look outright juvenile. And I seen this with Moray Alicia. I seen this with Moray Isha. I seen this with Moray Naphtali. And I done seen this with Moray Ishaya. And the Most High blessed him because he just celebrated the born day yesterday. On the first day of the week, which correlates with Yahweh's word. This, and I know that the only reason why these things were able to be done, the only reason why these missions were accomplished is because there's no way you could get this wisdom, this understanding, this knowledge without meditating. And by sitting under men that meditated on the laws of Yahweh, now I can say, Yahweh has promoted me in his house to teach his word. And I wouldn't be able to do that at all if it hadn't been for meditation. It's meditating is the inspiration of the lessons that I'm able to present to Yahweh's people and to the world. It's only through meditations. I'm not bright, intelligent, that I can just come up and say, look, I'ma just get on here and I'ma just flow with it. No. These are inspirations of meditations. And now it's so deep that I can see the meditation in everything. So when I'm looking at the news and I hear a certain story, it leads to a meditation. Or if I'm in conversation and someone says a certain word, it leads to meditation. And when I'm in the midst of the Shabbat, and my heart starts uttering perverseness, and I start going away and drifting away, all I have to do is meditate on the laws of Yah. And it brings everything back into focus. And that's what meditation will do. It will bring everything back into focus. Meditating will have you promoted. Meditation will make you wiser. It will give you understanding. It'll make you more knowledgeable. It'll make you more strong. It'll make you more courageous. It'll make you more coherent to be able to walk in the ways of Yah. And it'll make us appreciative about the fear of Yahweh. Because the fear of Yah is clean. It's a clean fear. Nothing perverted about it. Nothing wicked about it. But if we don't meditate, we don't even see Yahweh and all of his benefits. We won't see it. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Daniel, the 6th chapter. Because one of the things I said is when you're meditating on the Most High, it makes you stronger. And now you just, it don't even become a shadow of a doubt that this is the truth. It doesn't even become a second guess on if you're walking in the ways of righteousness. It's just like, okay, this is it. This is the path that I must walk. And now you're able to be strong and very courageous. In the book of Daniel, the 6th chapter, and this testimony is about when Nebuchadnezzar had raised up an idol. And he said, look, no one can pray to their God for 30 days. But when you hear the tingling of this bell, everybody should come out and worship this idol. And this decree was passed only because this was set up to ensnare one of Yahweh's servants. But look at what Yahweh's servant did in the book of Daniel, the 6th chapter, and the 10th verse. It says, now when Daniel And this is a King Darius. Excuse me, I said Nebuchadnezzar. It says, now when Daniel knew that the writings were signed, he went into his house, and his windows open, being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knee 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his Elohim as he did aforetime. So notice, he did this as he did aforetime. So that means that he didn't wait and then just say, oh, I got to pray to Yah 3 times a day. Because this is a preventative measure. And this is what we should be doing. Don't wait to start seeking Yah when the trouble is coming. Seek Yah before the trouble. Praise Yah before the trouble. Worship Yahweh before the trouble. Meditate on Yah before the trouble. So when the trouble arrives, it'll be business as usual. And that's what it was with Daniel. He saw this decree. He waited till it was signed. And he said, okay, my window's open. I'm not making it no secret. I'm praising my Yah 3 times a day. Why? You think that Daniel will have this spirit if he didn't meditate in the laws of the Most High? You think Daniel, with a purpose in his heart, that he would not defile himself with the king's meat or his wine if he didn't meditate? That's why we defiling ourselves left and right, because we not meditate on the laws of day of Yah day and night. Matter of fact, we justifying our defilement. Well, we in captivity. We in Babylon, so, you know, do the best we can. Like, no, that's not the best that we can do. Because if we meditate on the laws of Yah, he gives us a way out, even in captivity, to give him his praise, to give him his glory, and to show forth our honor and strength towards him. You don't meditate on the Most High, you think the three Hebrew brothers, Azariah, Mishael, and Hananiah, would have been able to be thrown into the fiery furnace with absolutely no hesitation at all? Stand up to the king and say, look, I know whether Yahweh deliver us or whether he doesn't. We know we're not going to serve your idol, Yahweh and Yahweh only. That type of strength only comes through meditating, because you never lose focus. You never start believing that, oh, it's about me. I got to put Yah up. No, because our meditations are always dedicated to the Most High. Turn me, if you will, to the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, I'm going to read the 15th verse. Isaiah 49 and 15 reads, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, but I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. So no wonder we should meditate on the laws of Yahweh day and night. Because Yahweh is meditating on his people day and night. So much so to say, look, a mother, she may forget to give suck to her child. She may just at all forget about them. May not be on purposely done. She just forgot. Yahweh said, but I haven't forgot about you. She have graven our names upon the palm of his hand. So Yahweh is meditating on his people. So why won't we meditate on him? His laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments. Why wouldn't we meditate on this? This is our life. This is the servitude to our Elohim. And this is something that the righteous will surely do. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 77th division. Because when you're meditating, it's deeper than just being in the corner humming to yourself. It's deeper than just meditating till you fall asleep. No, this is a communication. This is actual communication. They have studies that come out and say most communication between man is a good percentage of it is what they call nonverbal. So that means that mostly what we say is not coming out of our mouth. It's coming from our actions. It's like throwing someone plate in front in their face in the morning and say, good morning. Like, yeah, you said good morning, but I could tell by your actions. You don't wish me a good morning at all. Because when you start to communicate, it says the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. And you won't understand your way. You won't understand your way if you're not communing with yourself. And in the book of Psalms, the 77th chapter, in verse 6, it reads, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart. Spirit made diligent search. That's right. So any of our imperfections, any of our flaws, we can search it out ourselves. So you don't have to wait till someone tells you what's wrong with you. We all know that we got flaws. We all know that we have imperfections. Even if you think you're the most righteous person on the face of this earth, you know that you have flaws and imperfections. You already know this. So now it's about making diligent search of your own heart. Now it's about making a diligent search of your own spirit. And now it's about making the riddance of these things that you see that's imperfect, imperfect. That you see that's hindering you from your servitude to the Most High. This is why it says this in the book of Ezekiel 18. In the book of Ezekiel 18, I'm going to read the 31st verse. Ezekiel 18 and 31 reads, cast away from you all your transgressions, wherein ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? That's right. How can we make ourselves a new heart and a new spirit if we're not meditating on the laws of Yah? If Yah's law is a forethought for my thoughts, Yahweh is not even a remembrance in our heart. How can we make ourselves a new heart and a new spirit if we don't commune with our own heart and commune with our spirit? And once we start editing, and once we start deleting the wickedness, then don't you know this is how we make a new heart and a new spirit within ourselves? By simply casting away our transgressions, putting away the foolishness. This is how we'll be able to do these things. But we will not know about the meditations of the benefits of the meditations of Yah. And how you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its due season. Your leaves shall not wither. And whatsoever way you should go will prosper. Won't understand none of the benefits of meditation if we don't do this. That's the last scripture recorded in the book of Psalms, the 37th Division. In the book of Psalms 37 and verse 7, it reads, "Rest in Yahweh and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." That's right, rest in Yahweh. Don't worry about what Trump is doing or what America's doing. Don't concern ourselves with why the heathen seem to prosper or why those that have transgressed against the Most High are prospering or what looks like prosperity. Because when you see and when you meditate on the laws of Yahweh day and night, you will see that this isn't prosperity at all. You will see that this is not happiness at all. But man is just being compensated for the works that he put in. So if we put in works of wickedness, then our reward will be the works of wickedness. And the works of wickedness is destruction, is darkness. But when you meditate on the ways of Yah, when you meditate on Yahweh and his laws, day and night, you meditating on light, you meditating on prosperity, you are meditating on life. So don't cut out, let us not cut off our life support, which is Yahweh and these laws that he has given us. Let us meditate day and night so that we can seek the true and living Elohim. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightened me and now we flee. For fallen leaves, the blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.